that focuses on the average. What's the average relationship in human history? The average relationship in human history is one in which the woman is subjugated. That's the average relationship in human history. Now, what if we just studied that? Would that be helpful? No, it was when people like John Stuart Mill, who studied his relationship, which was at the time extraordinary, realized the potential of what all relationships can be, that he wrote his book on the subjugation of women, one of the most important books of the 19th century that has led to the feminist movement and to the equality movement. But what if we only studied the average? Would that have helped relationships? Not at all. How about teaching? What do you want to do in order to learn about teaching? Go and study the average teachers, or go and study Marva Collins and then apply what Marva Collins does to all teachers? Everyone benefits when we focus on the tip of the stem. And this is why Maslow said that human nature and human potential has been sold short when we only study the average. It's also about studying our personal best, not just other people's best.